Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. What an amazing and special day it is. It is the final day of November 2021 ever. We have made it. Yes. Let's live today intentionally. Let's get it started right. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is When Nothing Changes. Oh, how many of you feel like you're there right now? Like nothing is happening, nothing is changing. This is for you. If God calls you, something big should happen in your life, right? If you're anointed and appointed by the Almighty, then big stuff will immediately unfold, right? Like everything changes, and everything changes fast when you're chosen, once you're called, once you're anointed, right? Says who? Who said circumstances were guaranteed to change immediately after your encounter with God? Sometimes we have a true encounter with God. We feel His touch. We receive the confirmation of His Spirit within us. But we walk away disappointed because nothing major changed that day. We dismiss our experience because there is no evidence of change around us. But sis, when you plant a seed, do you immediately see the harvest? Is there immediate physical evidence of growth happening within? No, of course not. This growth takes time. The seed's potential is there, whether you see it sprouting up or not. And when you see nothing happening above the ground, you know that there's still something happening inside, right? The seed's potential is the same, both when it is planted and when it is in bloom. You and I are the same. Our potential is there. But we don't always see the growth happening in the space of time between planting and blooming. We want evidence of God's power in our lives. And when we don't see it or feel it, we assume it must not be working. We aren't chosen after all. We aren't anointed or appointed for a destiny designed by the Almighty. Clearly not, because not a dang thing seems to be changing. Oh, but girl, let's go back to the story we studied yesterday in episode 998. Remember, it was like the Cinderella story. Did you listen yesterday? Samuel is sent by God to Jesse's house to find who God had chosen as the next king of Israel. And Jesse proudly paraded all seven of his sons in front of Samuel for selection. But one by one, God said, not him. Not him. Nope, not it. And then Samuel says, are these all of your sons? And Jesse said, well, I've got one more boy, but he's out working in the fields. He's like the youngest one. Surely it couldn't be him. He's the least likely of the whole family. But when the eighth son came before Samuel, God said, anoint him. He is the one. And this was David, the future King David, the mighty man of God, chosen by God, called by God, and now anointed. So what happens next? Don't you want to know? Does David's whole life change? Did everyone just bow down to him immediately? Did he take his position in the palace? Was he given a crown? Actually, no. Nothing at all changed. David went back to the fields and continued working with the sheep and goats. Do you think he might have questioned if he was really chosen? Do you think he may have wondered why he was back in the fields the same day? Do you think he wondered why being anointed felt a lot like still being a shepherd boy? Sister, you've been chosen. I want you to hear that loud and clear. You have been chosen. you've been called. And maybe you've already been anointed for a great purpose in your life. And maybe you've dismissed that because nothing really changed for you. You haven't felt a dang thing since. But just because you haven't seen a change in your circumstances doesn't mean a change isn't coming. Time passes after David is anointed and the Spirit began to work powerfully within him. David is still just a shepherd boy. He's still wandering through fields, sleeping with goats, and rescuing sheep in trouble. Then one day, he's on his way to take lunch to his brothers who were in the army, and he sees something he just can't walk away from. Do you remember the story? What does he see? He sees a giant of a man named Goliath taunting his people. He sees his people cowering in fear, and that powerful spirit that is now within David rises up and says, "I will slay him." And he does. Finally, something happens after David has been chosen, something finally worth hearing about after this anointing. Until then, nothing had changed in his life. But just because nothing was changing didn't mean nothing would ever change. Did you hear that? Just because nothing is changing doesn't mean nothing will ever change. It would take at least 10 more years before David would step into his anointed position of king. All this time, he had been chosen. All this time, he had been faithful in his position as shepherd boy and then as armor bearer to Saul. And eventually, he would step into his purpose of being king. But there was a whole lot of time in between. We get discouraged in this time in between. We start believing that there's nothing special about us because nothing is happening for us. We start questioning God's divine plan for our lives because things didn't change after our first encounter with God. But my sister, let me tell you what God is revealing to me. He's in no rush here. He's in no rush. He's not panicked, trying to propel you forward to get you in position faster. He holds all the time in the world in his hand, and he knows when the time is right, he's going to make it happen. While you can't see it, he knows what's going on below the surface is something magnificent for the seed he has planted. He knows of the future blooms it will hold, but he's not willing to rush the slow process of development. God gave Ezekiel a vision of a valley of dry bones coming to life again, and with that vision, these prophetic words. He says, "My servant David will be their king, and they will have only one shepherd." This is why David would have all these years of nothing changing after his initial anointing. He had to know how to be a shepherd. This was training for his future purpose. This wasn't a waste of time. This wasn't a delay of his destiny. This was all preparation for his purpose. It seemed like nothing was changing and time was just passing, but it was training. He had to know how to shepherd sheep in a field before he could shepherd an entire nation as their king. And maybe that's exactly what is happening right now in your life. While nothing seems to be happening and you only feel more of the same, you are being prepared. You're being trained. This time is of tremendous value and nothing will be wasted. Your calling is still the same and you will step into it, but you're not ready to step into it yet. You're learning here. You're growing here. You're being trained and prepared here. And when God says it's time, girl, you will be fully ready for the purpose God has chosen you for. Don't let the enemy discourage you during this time of preparation. Yeah, you don't see any major changes, but change will come. And when it does, you will be ready. Remember, you are chosen. You were created for a purpose. You have a divine destiny, and today is part of your journey there. I can't tell you how many years I spent in seeing nothing change. And I was pretty darn convinced nothing would ever change. But now I look back and I see, yeah, God was just preparing me. While nothing was changing, there was so much changing within, so much growing taking place that couldn't be seen on the outside. But it was all for a purpose, and nothing was wasted. Do not give up in this process, my sister. You are chosen. You are called. You were created for a purpose. That divine destiny has your name on it. You're on your way there, and you may not feel like you're on your way there. You may not see change happening, but get over yourself, okay? Get over it. David kept being a shepherd boy after being anointed. Nothing happened that day. Nothing happened the next day. Heck, nothing happened for years. He was just being prepared to be king. I don't know what you're being prepared for. But I bet it's something good. Hey, you want to pray together? Cool. Let's do it right now. Hey, good morning, God. Lord, we are so grateful that you have given us a new day of life. Thank you for choosing us for today. We are here just receiving it, thanking you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you that you have chosen us and you have appointed us. Forgive us for just being kind of bratty in the process. God, when we want to see change and we want to see it immediately, and when we don't, we start questioning and we start wavering. Would you forgive us, God? Thank you for your patience with us. Thank you for your grace that covers us. And Lord, we just trust the process. We trust that the seed that you have planted within us, it is growing and it is becoming more than we could ever imagine. We might not see it. We might not feel it right now, but we just trust the process of your anointing and your calling. Thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for the way your spirit is just moving. It is so powerful. You blow my mind the way you speak to each one of us so personally and so directly. And Lord, I just pray that your spirit would be at work right now for everyone listening. I lift up these families to you, God. They're here today. They're listening because they're seeking you. And you promise that when we seek, we will find. So I pray that they just find you in every detail of their lives today. I ask God for your provision for them for today, for exactly what they need. You know what they need. I pray that you would just provide it in abundance today. And I ask for your protection, as always, over our families. We're counting on you, God. There's so much we can't control, so much we don't know, but we trust you. Thank you for the opportunity to live today. It's in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, this is episode 999. Do you know what that means? Yeah! Tomorrow's episode 1000. We have something really cool planned. I don't even know what that really cool is, but we have some ideas. We'll see what comes together. You should probably listen again tomorrow. Everybody have a beautiful day of life. Gosh, I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.